Welcome to Answers May Vary. Each week, we listen to your dilemmas and try to come up with workable solutions you can put into place to start improving your teaching life today. I'm Kate Harkins.
And I'm Stephanie Handley.
And together with you, we're Three Heads. This week's dilemma is not really a dilemma.
More of a question.
More of a question.
An update.
Q&A.
We're up for those too.
I listened to your episode about leaving the classroom, and I'm wondering how you feel about that decision after a year, because it's been a little more than a year. Was it the right decision for you? Has your perspective on things changed? What has been surprising to you since leaving?
Good questions.
Yes.
I will say it was absolutely the right decision.
100%.
For me. As challenging as it has been to navigate what comes next, that is the steadiest, securest part is knowing that that was the right decision. Honestly, my perspective has gained a lot of sympathy for teachers in other schools struggling with this. I'm realizing how lucky we were in a lot of ways, that there are a lot of places where things are a lot worse than our experience, which makes me really sad.
Yeah.
Because it felt like our experience was really unpleasant at the end. Yeah. And to know that there are places where teachers have it significantly worse is really disappointing to hear.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was 100% the right decision, probably a decision I should have made sooner than I ended up making. Has my perspective on things changed? I'm not entirely sure what that means in terms of, like, has my perspective on education changed?
Or leaving?
Probably not. It's probably pretty similar. What has been surprising to you since leaving? I don't know that I've had a lot of surprise since leaving. Yeah, I think it's pretty much like exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Well, and it's been affirming in some ways to learn we've each thought of some things that we've learned since leaving. And I think just realizing, like, it's not just us. There's a really big problem. Education is broken and teachers are hurting and burned out and exhausted. And it's validating to know that we're not the only ones, but it's also disheartening because someone's got to fix this.
Yeah.
So we did. We put together some things that we've learned since leaving the classroom. It's been a growth experience for sure. Speaking of just personal growth, could list like 20 things we've learned, but we tried to keep it educationally focused here. A lot of mine come from being in the bubble of being in the classroom. It's actually a very isolating world. And I don't know that I realize that and how much different the rest of the world is. And I am realizing how few people truly understand what teaching is like, definitely out of the profession, but even in the profession, there is so little awareness of, especially once you've gotten out of the classroom, that kind of thing, but just anything outside of your own little, like, experience, your own little world of your classroom is boggled my mind to have so few people understand what it's like, understand what we do. I can't even put my finger on the number of times people have said, what do you mean you're writing curriculum for teachers? Doesn't the district provide you with curriculum? It's so normal to me that it's like, well, of course I would create all my own stuff. That's just the way you teach. And so it's been really eye-opening to realize how not understood this world is.
Yeah. Mine sort of piggybacks on that a little bit, but I think that every teacher deserves to have the ability to step away for a year, because I feel like it was only after a year that I started to, like, decompress and be able to think about things with a more open mind, with less negativity, because I think, like you said, teaching is so isolating and everything that happens in your world is so emotionally charged. And I don't know if it's because we're working with hormonally charged people or just my personality is, like, emotionally charged. I'm not sure what it is. But I think that every 10 years or so, there should be almost like a sabbatical for teachers, whether you step away entirely and you're not working for your school or your district or anything, or you take a step outside of your classroom and you're not working with students on a daily basis. I think that's so important because you can't be in that world for such a long period of time and not have an opportunity for a break. I just think it's cruel. Is, I guess what it can, it's inhumane to do that to teachers.
Interesting.
And I think it's so easy for people who are involved in education but outside of the classroom to forget what it's like. And so I think if there was more of a sort of like a rotation, and that's not, I'm certainly not suggesting it's like a, every year we're changing things. It's like every 10 years or so you have this opportunity to step away. And I don't know if it's something that all subject matters need. I only ever taught English, so it's an English specific opinion. There's opportunities for sabbaticals at the college level. I think there needs to be one at the high school level too.
That's so interesting. I fully agree with so much of what you've said there and that idea of how long it takes to truly recover. I feel like I'm still in it because I had to jump right into working when I left, but it's been discouraging to be like, well, why am I not better yet? Like, shouldn't I be fixed by now? But I also, just thinking about that rotation idea, I think is valuable too. Like, I feel like on teacher Instagram, every day I see a post about something like how if district officials and administrators had to be in the classroom, their job would change. But like, it would. Yeah. What if they had to take 1 year every 10 years and be in the classroom again? Like, how would that transform the way that our districts are run, that our schools are run, the relationship with teachers and administrators? Like, gosh, that would be good stuff.
I think it would be very different.
I tried to stay positive. There are a lot of disheartening things to realize. But one thing that I've learned a lot about is just there are so many ways to use your skills as a teacher and to connect with students that don't require you to burn yourself out in the same way. Like I said, I'm single. I needed to work immediately when I left the classroom. And so I've been tutoring, and it's really refreshing to just have like 10 students I'm responsible for and to be able to know them as people and help them one-on-one and in ways that I would have always wanted to with my students, but couldn't, you know, and to be able to say like, no, for this hour, all I'm here for is to answer your questions, to pay attention to you, to like, sadly, give you attention your parents aren't giving you. So I think there's in that, but I also just think in kind of exploring that there are a lot of jobs that are educationally related, whether it's in curriculum or app development or college consulting, all kinds of things that I do actually have skills for. It's kind of funny. I'm getting more into college consulting now, and I've been trying to beef up my college knowledge. That did not mean to rhyme there. And it's really exciting to be like, oh, hey, we did know what we were talking about. You know, we focus so much on the essay component that it's like, oh, I don't know anything about applications. Don't ask me. And I'm like, oh, no, we did know. We had a good thumb on it. And so I think there's a lot of things we have expertise at. And you don't have to give up helping students and working with students and making a difference in kids' lives. There's other ways to do that.
Yeah. Something else that I was able to like think about, reflect on, was that I did not leverage relationships with parents enough. I think probably, if I'm honest, I was afraid of them or intimidated by them.
Or defensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that had I reached out to parents rather than, I probably used the excuse of, well, they're high school students. They need to start being responsible for themselves. They need to start communicating their needs and things like that. I do think those things, but I also think there needs to be that like behind the scenes backup of like, yes, I'm dealing with you, but I also am communicating with your parents on the backside that I think would have been helpful. Because I think most parents just want to be involved and they all have different, you know, levels that they're comfortable being involved. Mm-hmm. But I think reaching out to them more frequently and that it didn't necessarily need to be in like moments of crisis mm-hmm. that I would initiate that contact.
Yeah. Okay. So my, well, not my last thing I learned, my last one I selected to discuss here. Like I said, it's been really eye-opening to get out of the school bubble just mm-hmm. because that was my whole life. And I mean, even the thought of like, wait, summer's coming and I still have to work. I don't understand. I have to like go to my job every day. Like, no, wait, I could just go to the bathroom whenever I want. I don't understand. I can drive to Starbucks. But I've spent a lot of time thinking that there are probably better ways to prepare our students for life after high school that I never would have noticed or thought of if I had stayed in the school bubble. Mm-hmm. Whether that's in what we teach in terms of like, evolving to suit the needs of a modern kind of world. Or I think just as English teachers, we cling so strongly to that, like, of course you have to read novels all year and you have to read 6 novels and books are valuable. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying they're not. I love reading. And I think there is great value in our kids reading often and regularly. But I also think maybe there are other ways to practice those skills that mm-hmm. acknowledge that not everyone is a reader and mm-hmm. not everyone is going to go on to be an English professor. And hey, maybe I could approach this in a more practical way. Mm-hmm. I think the more I'm out of the classroom, the more I see that like, it's actually some things we could be doing differently.
I think you are already doing that. So I think you're being too hard on yourself.
Well, that's nice. And I mean, I don't think I wasn't, but like to just... Wow, like to really start to see, oh no, there's even bigger ways in the world mm-hmm. and there's a lot of skills in the world I didn't realize people needed or what you actually use in your jobs and that kind of thing.
Yeah. My last thing is that the only person pushing me to work so mm-hmm. hard was me. Mm-hmm. And that had I taken a step back and eased up on myself, which would have been a chain reaction of easing up on that, I don't think I would have done any damage to my students. I think I always thought if I am not always working, if I am not always doing better, if I'm not always improving, if I'm not always tweaking and refining, that I'm not doing the best that I can mm-hmm. for my students. And I don't think that was actually true. And I think that had I lightened up a little mm-hmm. bit, I don't think I could have continued to stay in the classroom. I think that there were other issues at play. But I think in my own personal life, when, you know, I wouldn't speak to my family for 6 hours at a time because I would be working on something and I'd be like, don't talk to me right now. I don't think it did anything for me. I don't think it in the long run would have harmed my students had I spent an hour and then mm-hmm. spent time with my family. I don't think so. Sort of circling back to that idea of we think that what happens in our classroom is like the be all end all because we're the only ones there, we're the only ones holding it together. And so it feels all so important. And don't get me wrong, it is all important and it is all necessary. But at the level that we were working mm-hmm. at, that was not necessary.
It's so funny that you say that. I was just thinking about that the other day and kind of you hear a lot more the idea of the teacher as curator instead mm-hmm. of the teacher as creator. Mm-hmm. And like, why didn't I buy into that? That was so unnecessarily like, I don't know, snobby perfectionist to be like, mm-hmm. no, I have to create it myself mm-hmm. and I have to be exhausted all the time and working mm-hmm. constantly. And now that I'm tutoring, I don't make stuff. I look for stuff and there's mm-hmm. good content out there, you know? And it just, like you said, I don't think just switching at the end would have kept mm-hmm. me in the classroom. I think mm-hmm. there were bigger problems. The damage had been done. But mm-hmm. I wonder if 10 years ago we had said, hey, we can be curators, not creators. And that felt like cheating to me. Mm-hmm. And in retrospect, that was really dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. There was no need for that.
No need for that. I would have been better served to focus on the things that really mattered to me and sort of outsourced other things.
Yeah.
But it also would have been nice to have had the support to be able to do that. So I've sort of always thought of like the job of a teacher is really like three full-time jobs because creating your materials, that's like a full-time job.
Yeah.
Delivering instruction,
full-time that's job.
Like a full-time job because that's what you do during your full-time job. And grading the work is a full-time job. If districts were willing to recognize that and they even took the grading off the plate, number one, I think that that would improve grading because there would now be no teacher ego tied up in the assessment of work because teacher ego is tied up in it, if only because we created it, we delivered the instruction, and now we're evaluating
it. How dare you have done an amazing job?
but also, I know every single step of this process.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you should have at the end.
I know exactly what sentence I wanted you to write here. I walked you to it.
Yeah. If you were to separate that out, I think you would free up time. I think also, if we were to say that a teacher doesn't need to be on in the front of the classroom every single day.
All day.
All day long. I think that then you could take those two parts of that, creating or curating, because I don't think you have to create everything.
No, and it's weird that we are saying that. Like we, gosh, would a year ago we would never have said
did
that.
Everything. Every single thing. We did not take one single thing.
No.
Not a grammar worksheet.
No.
Not an essay prompt. Nothing.
Even if we used something, we had to edit it and we had to put nice fonts on it and we had to make it look like us.
And we had to reword it so it sounded like the way we would say it.
And like, why? Why do we need to do that?
But I think you would just take such a big load off. But instead, because whether it's we don't want to understand what a teacher's job is, or we don't want to pay for the amount of work that a teacher actually does, we're having one person do three full-time jobs and then get upset when they have the audacity to complain about that.
Or to, you know, physically fall apart because of that.
Right. It's just crazy. What other job would you expect someone to do the work of three people and be like, yeah, that's totally sustainable.
And all that stuff that we also put on teachers that is so important, the relational piece, calling parents, advising clubs, going to students' performances and games. Well, maybe I would have been more willing to do those things if I wasn't also doing two other full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Like, just, gosh, to think about, like, if my school day really ended when the school day ended, I'll come to your play. Like, I'll stop by the soccer field on my way out. Like, I'll call three parents. Gosh, I might have even been happy to do those things.
Yeah. But I just think if you went to a restaurant and one person took you to your table, took your order, got your drinks, made your food, checked to see you were okay, brought the food out to you, cleaned up your table, you paid them.
And also, by the way, created the business plan, did all the accounting, and created the menu.
Yeah, answering the phones. They did literally everything. You would sit in that restaurant and be like, oh my gosh, this person needs help.
They're crazy. Why don't they hire someone? Can I work for you?
Or let me help you with that. You know what? I'm just going to leave the money on the table right here. You don't even need to bring me change. It's okay.
Yeah.
I am perfectly capable of taking my plates to the back. You don't need to do it. Or I can fill up my water. You know, whatever it is. But we just don't think that about teachers because we just hide them away in their rooms and we expect them to perform miracles. and then release our little angels to us at the end of the day.
Little angels. And that's hard to unlearn. I have this new full-time position and we're in a slow month. And it's been slow for 1 week and I don't know what to do with myself because we've been doing a lot of AP prep. And so my schedule was jam packed. And now I'm like, I'm just supposed to like, what, sit at the front desk all day? I don't understand. Surely you have 7 projects to do. And she's like, no, you should be resting before the summer. But like, I could do 17 other things right now. And no, you don't actually have to do that.
Thank you so much for joining us. We hope something we said resonated with you, that you have something you can think about, that you can share with people in your lives who seem to never understand where you're coming from, or if you're somebody who is totally happy and content in the classroom, you don't understand why anybody would not feel that way. Or if, like the listener, you were just curious to know what we thought a year later, having been out of the classroom, we hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you have a dilemma you'd like to talk to us about or you'd like to hear us talk about, email us at hello@threeheads.works. If you want to be notified of our next upload, which will be in about a month, we're going to take a little summer break. Be sure to follow us. Take care. Chat soon. Bye.